We really appreciate Courtney Dyfel joining us now on game day. Coach, thanks so much for spending a few minutes with us. We know you're busy.
Well, of course. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Yeah, we've
always
already
time for you guys. You know?
Well, you have, and we appreciate this. You're always accessible to so many people and so many media folks, and that's part of promoting the sport. And you know, you do that as well as anybody. And we've already had Ella McDowell, who we have on every Friday, and we also have had Bree Ellis on today. And so I will say this: this is the fifth year that we've had one of your players on, going back to Mary Half and Hannah Gamble, and it's just been really a treat. To get to know these players. And Ella is, you know, we talked about this at the beginning of the year, what a personality she has, and she's having a great year. She's having a great year too.
Yeah, absolutely. She's having a great year, but whenever you get to be around Ella, there's never a dull moment. So hopefully you're seeing that play out on your radio show.
Yeah,
she's had a run of really great players and really great personalities.
We sure have. Yeah, we found out that she's a DJ. Elevate is her DJ name, and we did want to take a minute to make sure that if people are listening in Central Arkansas or listening to us wherever they stream, is that game time tonight is at 5:00. It's Bree Ellis bobblehead night, and so is it just first come first serve the bobbleheads until they run out? Is that the way this works?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's the first like. I'm pretty sure it's like 750 fans, so they
Very
have a
nice.
Good number of these to pass out. And we got an early look. My boys have one each, and, you know, it's a good one. It's a good one.
she said that you had a bobblehead. Is that right? Do you have a bobblehead done for you? Is that right?
Yeah, that is correct. Yep.
I love it. I did want to say this, is that I know you didn't win the series against Oklahoma, but you know, you won the second game and you were up, I think, 4-0 in the first game. And that's sort of been the MO that it seems like the last three or four times you've played them, you jump out early and they've somehow found a way to come back and win. But to get that win there was certainly, I think it was really significant. But I noticed something, Coach, I wanted to bring up is that one of your interviews during the game, I don't know if it was the first game, second game, or third game, The people, the broadcasters were going on and on about, well, the environment and the stadium and all this, and you just sort of gave them a, yeah, you know, it just sort of felt like you're going, hey, listen, we're not intimidated. We're here to win. We believe we can win. I don't think I've ever seen you do that kind of interview before. Normally, which is you're always your positive, but I think it sort of wanted to communicate, hey, listen, we're not intimidated. We belong here, and we're good enough to beat these guys. Is that something I picked up on? Is that accurate?
Yeah, maybe a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, it's obviously Oklahoma. They're such a huge name in our sport. We have a lot of, you know, personal connections to it too. And the stadium's incredible. But there was nothing big-eyed about our team in that. We didn't walk in and not feel that we didn't belong there or that we were, you know, we're an elite team too. And so, yeah, it is a great environment. It's a great environment for softball.
Yep.
And we belong on that stage too. So I, you know, it was a great environment. It was a great matchup. I was so proud of our team. We had a lot of just adversity that we faced that weekend, and just them staying the course and fighting together. Like, I just, you know, wanted to make it about them, and just really proud of them more than anything.
Justin Moore is the softball expert on our show, but Roger and I like to think that we're becoming that, Courtney. And so I've noticed this year's team over the last 5 years compared to the others, with your transfer portal players you brought in and the players you already have, from top to bottom, I mean, it seems like everybody contributes. It's a different star every week, every game. And I'm not sure we've seen that. You've had great lineups and great hitters, but I don't know if we've seen from top to bottom a lineup like you had this year.
Yeah, I agree. It's just it's just so strong. 1 through 9, 1 through 10, 11, whoever we put in there. And it's been someone different every day. And I think the strength of our team is the strength of our depth, our strength of our lineup, the strength of our pitching staff, the strength of our defense. And you know, they're so fun to watch. They're so fun to work with every day. But it's fun answering, well, what makes this team so good? It's like, well, because every area is really good, you know,
right.
This team just steps up for each other, and it's someone different every day, but they just lean into each other. And, you know, every facet of our game is really stellar, and So they never feel like it has to be them. You know, they just kind of have each other's back and find ways to win. And they're so fun. They're so fun. So
last thing before we let you go. You guys, what, 37? Let me see here. What are you, 37 and 8.
You're
37 and 8, 11 and 7 in conference, and it's a grind of a year, and you've got one more series. Of course, you know, now you got to play, you know, number 2 Texas. I think that's what they are next week. Do you sort of feel like, okay, we can see the light at the end of the tunnel? We've been grinding and grinding, and now we're ready to make that next transition. Do you do that? Because it is. I mean, you're playing in the toughest conference in America, and it's got to be exhausting to do that. But you can finally see the light at the end of the tunnel that the season's almost over and it's almost tournament time.
You know what's so crazy with this team and this year? It has not felt like that at all. We knew it was going to be a grind. I mean, we signed on to play in the SEC, which is, you know, that's what we want. We want to line it up against the best, and we're one of those. And on top of that, I think we got the first or second toughest schedule in the SEC.
Yeah.
It's not just the gauntlet. It is the best of the gauntlet.
Right.
And the way this team has just showed up every day and been businesslike, it's so crazy. I was like thinking about yesterday. I'm like, I can't even imagine we're staring at the last 2 weekends. It has flown by. And there's times where in years past, you're like, gosh dang it, who do we have next? It's like they just focus on the next game. It's never been about like the long haul. It's been about like just, you know, figuring out and being our best the next game. And so this year has flown by, and I don't feel that at all. It's like, dang, we're ready for the postseason, but it's not like, oh, let's turn the page, let's get ready. It's like we're literally just doing a really great job of being in the moment and enjoying that and being the best we can on any given day. So it's been an absolute blast to coach this team.
Well, we are believing that good things, even bigger things, lie ahead for this team. And I just want to remind everybody too, and I failed to point this out, Roger and Justin, is that you've got the 5 o'clock Brielas bobblehead giveaway tonight, but very wisely tomorrow, your game tomorrow is at 11 a.m. So you can actually go watch the game and still be able to go watch the red-white scrimmage. You can, if you're a football fan too, you can do both. So that was smart planning, I guess, I presume, on your part to do it that way. Sunday, of course, is a 1 o'clock start. But we appreciate you jumping on with us, Coach Dyfel, and continued success. And can't wait for the bigger things that lie ahead here in the coming weeks.
Thank you so much. Me too. Me too. Coach. Have a great
day.
Thanks for having me on.
Thanks, Coach. Go Hogs.